And backstage here at the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Hall with Catherine Rudge, who is the mezzo-soprano for tonight's quartet of soloists on stage for Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, the magnificent choral symphony. Catherine, thanks very much for spending some time before tonight's
performance. Oh, it's a pleasure.
175 years of the Royal Liverpool Phil, your local orchestra, because you're a Liverpool girl born and bred.
I am.
What does it mean to you to be involved in this tonight?
Oh, it means so much. I mean, I'm sitting here on a personal level, really, with a great deal of pride. This orchestra is so fantastic, and to think that this is all happening on my doorstep and in our city, it just is so thrilling, and I'm pinching myself, ready to get up there and be a part of it.
Now, when you were growing up here in the city, were you aware of this orchestra? What did it mean at the time?
Well, it's such a big thing to Liverpool music in general, and live music, is there's such a great history of it here. And so the orchestra was always in the back of my mind there. But as I got further into classical music, it suddenly occurred to me that this was a world-class orchestra happening in our city. And to go along to the concerts was exciting. But then aged 18 was the first time I got a chance to stand up on stage and sing with them.
And what was the first thing you sang?
I did My Fair Lady, I Could Have Danced All Night, and it was just the most wonderful experience, and from there I've had a relationship with them now for, it's a good 10 years on now, and this is just thrilling to see the buzz about the place. And 175 years, it's great for the city and the orchestra and the people of Liverpool and the people that come from further afield as well to celebrate with us.
Yeah, certainly there's so much excitement about the orchestra in the city, and you say particularly further afield as well, as though the whole of the Northwest owns the Royal Liverpool Phil, which is a great feeling. But in terms of your own performance, and there's a question I've been dying to ask, I have to admit it, and I've never had the chance to ask a soloist in the Beethoven 9 before.
Yeah.
How do you sit there so quietly, not moving, not being focused and all the rest of it, for all of that time before you get your moment?
To be honest, I feel like I've got the best seat in the whole place. I'm up there on the stage with a great view. The sound is incredible, and it's a collective excitement really from us all. In the rehearsal yesterday, I was just entranced. It just goes by in a flash, and if I could sit there for the rest of my life listening to that music, I would. It's incredible. So to share that with an audience tonight is just going to be the most wonderful feeling, and then to do it all again on Saturday, I can't wait.
No, it's going to be a terrific performance. But for you personally, as you say, you've had this relationship with the orchestra throughout your professional career, and have you sung Beethoven with them before?
I haven't sung Beethoven, no. This is my first time doing that, but it's so wonderful to see Vasily up there, and the chorus are behind us. We've got a great spec right in the middle of it all, and you just can't beat it. There's a real buzz about it, and I'm so excited.